Well, Saville, Yorkshire Cricket Foundation, it's the culmination of a few months' hard work with the Drax Cup coming to an end today, and it's been a fitting end to it as well.
Yeah, it's a competition that's grown to be at its largest point so far since it's been running for 6 years ago, I think it started, and we've gone from 400 teams down to the final four here at finals day, and a very high standard of cricket.
Four teams here today, they've all seemed to have enjoyed themselves. We've just seen the presentation ceremony, and Beedale have won it, they've played well.
Yeah, everyone seemed to enjoy it and had a great day. From all the teams, from those who managed to play in the first four, and then managed to get to the finals and semi-finals, through to those in the third and fourth place, so they all enjoyed it. Standard was very high, and Beedale had a really good team and performed really well and deserved to win it in the end.
And they play in blue, which Yorkshire Carnegie play in blue later, so hopefully that's a good omen.
Yeah, it is a very good omen. Yeah, we were all rooting for them, and no, it is a good omen, and everybody who's here today is all going to stay behind for the match, and they're very much looking forward to seeing a Yorkshire win against Worcestershire.
What does the Drax Cup mean to the Yorkshire County Cricket Club and to the Yorkshire Cricket Foundation?
The Drax Cup is massive for us. It's the largest competition of its kind in the country. It's probably only one of the major ones that's under Nines level. And the great thing from this year was to see how many girls we had playing in the teams, which has really developed on. And I know Catherine Brunt, as an ambassador for Drax and a Yorkshire player, was really pleased to see that and thought that was fantastic. So, yeah, it's very important for us, and we're keen to see it develop on further and further, and we're delighted to be able to host the finals.
Has it been a fantastic day for you to come to Headingley, where Yorkshire play and all that kind of stuff? It's been a fantastic venue for the final.
Yeah, it's been really great playing on the Yorkshire pitch, and all our fans sitting in the Yorkshire seats.
You got lots of mum and dads and friends here?
Yeah, our team have a lot of supporters for us.
And then you get to come up and you get your trophy from Andrew Gale, the Yorkshire captain, who's going to be playing in the quarter-final later, and Catherine Brunt, Yorkshire in England. Two good big names to come and get the trophy from.
Yeah, it is. It's really breathtaking, really. It really shocked me that they were going to present all those good trophies to us.
And be honest with me, when you came here this morning, were there any nerves there about playing at Headingley?
Yeah. Me and my team had a lot of nerves, like just thinking, if we lost both games, then what would we do? Would we like keep going, or would we...
And you managed to get through and you lifted the cup, so it's been a fantastic day all around, and then you get to stay and watch Yorkshire play.
Yeah, that's great, watching Yorkshire play. I've seen them before, but in the quarter-final would be even better against Worcestershire.
And one day, do you reckon a Yorkshire captain maybe picking up a trophy for Yorkshire?
Yes.
Matthew Hartley, a teacher at Beedale, must be very, very proud of your kids today.
Yeah, immensely proud of them. When I think back to the first match we played in the competition, and just the improvement that we've had from the team as well, and the team spirit's just been excellent, and they've all enjoyed it. We've got some people like Tommy, who plays a lot of cricket, and we've got other players who it's maybe the first time they've picked up a cricket bat, really, and it's brilliant to see them getting involved in the sport as well, and it's improved the profile of the sport in the school, and everyone's now coming up and saying, I want to be in the cricket team, and this is just going to make it 10 times that as well.
That's what it's all about as well, isn't it? I mean, picking up the trophy is a bonus, but it's about enjoying sport, getting out there and making friends among your teammates.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anything that gets them outdoors and playing sport. I mean, we've played in all sorts of weather, so we've had a beautiful summer's day at York, wasn't it, when we played there, and then here today. Obviously the weather's been kind to us, but the first games we played was in the wet and the drizzle, and just brilliant to be involved. It's brilliant to be out doing sport, and whatever it is, and cricket's just a brilliant game, and it's just good to see all the children playing it that haven't played it before, really.
And Beedale add their name to the list of winners now. It's the sixth year of the Drax Cup. Some pressure on you next year, isn't there, when you come back and you have to defend it?
Yeah, there is, but that's the price you pay for winning and for success. It's like I say, the profile of cricket in school has been raised, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of year 3 and 4 pupils next year wanting to get involved and emulate Tom and his teammates.